When Governor Charlie Baker named Brian Shortsleeve as the new chief administrator for the MBTA, he picked a man with a top-notch resume. Belmont native, former Marine, Harvard Business School grad, venture capitalist, and political director for Mitt Romney's 2002 gubernatorial campaign. However, Brian Shortsleeve hasn't worked in the public sector, and Governor Baker has given him an enormous task: fixing the T's finances and putting the ailing transit system on the path to revenue stability. So when I recently met Shortsleeve at the State Transportation Building for his first extensive interview, I started with this question. When Governor Baker did he reach out to you personally when he wanted you to take the job?
He did. I'm a huge fan of Governor Baker. I've known him a long time. I've been really excited to watch him kind of roll his sleeves up and use his mandate to tackle what I think are a lot of the state's toughest problems. He is a manager. He's someone who has private sector experience. He's someone that enjoys solving tough problems. So when he called me and asked me to pitch in on this one, I told him I was all in.
Really? How did he sell it to you? Because in my mind, the truth is, hey, Brian, how would you like to have a job where there's a $9 billion problem, there's, 1,000 different stakeholders, you'll probably end up making all of them mad a little bit, and maybe it might not be even truly 100% possible to solve the problem.
Yeah, I'm not sure there are many.
Oh, and you have to deal with the legislature.
Right. I'm not sure there are many applicants for this role, put it that way. Well, I think when you look at the MBTA, there are a huge set of challenges. In my conversation with Governor Baker, he was very interested in bringing someone into the organization that had a business experience, a private sector experience, working with companies that are dealing with change, working at companies that are in the midst of transformation, with a real focus on the financial and fiscal stability of the MBTA, so that over the next 20 years it can continue to be, a really important and critical asset to the state.
So I'm going to presume that you don't have the solutions in mind just yet, since you only started a couple weeks ago, but because of, I was looking at Governor Baker's statement, and he really did point to, again, as we're saying, your successful track record in the private sector. Let's pretend for a moment that we're not talking about the T. We're not talking about a public transit system. And just put a piece of paper in front of you that said, there's this organization, maybe even a private sector organization that's, many billions of dollars in debt. It's not really fulfilling its mission to the best of its customers' desires. It's got this huge sort of backlog of unfinished projects, et cetera. Where would you start in turning that organization around?
Well, I think one of the interesting areas to start when you look at the T are opportunities on the revenue side, not necessarily on the fare side, not really talking about fare increases, but talking about non-fare revenue, of which there's a lot. If you look around the country and around the world, there's a lot of transit systems that generate a lot of revenue from things like advertising and being creative around parking and other kind of non-fare revenue sources. There was an article this week on the London Metro actually selling data on customer usage patterns and generating revenue that way. So I would think that when you look at the T and you think about revenue opportunities, one of the mandates from the governor and from the control board is to make sure that we're maximizing all of the different parts of own source revenue, which is non-fare revenue. I think that's probably a big opportunity. There might be a big opportunity to more aggressively promote cards sold through companies, sold through corporations. That happens right now, but it's perhaps something we could be, more aggressive on. So I would start with thinking about, on the revenue side, are we maximizing all the assets to drive the revenues of the business outside of fare increases?
I wasn't clear earlier, yeah. but the governor's own panel that put out the report earlier this year said that at least the portion of the T's debt belonging to the big dig, that the state should just take that back. Do you think that's a good part of a plan moving forward?
I defer to the governor on that. I haven't really gotten that far into exactly what our plan will be on the balance sheet side of the business. The T has a lot of debt. It's over $400 million a year of debt service, which are big numbers. So I'd probably defer to the governor on that. But I think as we look at it, I think those decisions have to be part of a very comprehensive plan around what the capital expenditures of the T will be over the next 1, 5, and 20 years. And that's one of the things that this team's working very hard to lay out for the control board and the legislature, what our view is on the capital needs of the T going forward.
Okay. So I'm just I'm so fascinated by your background and your experience kind of doing this in the private sector, because it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that there are certain things you can do with private sector companies that maybe you can't really do with a public organization like the T, who's, you know, a lot of people would say transit is a public good. So here's an example. I was thinking, all right, if we were just a private company, maybe you'd look at like bus lines and you'd say that bus that goes out there really only has like 2 to 5 riders an hour in comparison to another line that's every bus is jammed. And so if we're talking about getting every last efficiency from the system, maybe you end that low use bus route. But that's not really something you can do with the T, because the idea isn't to be 100% efficient. The idea is to provide service for everyone in Eastern Massachusetts who needs it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our goals of the T are, number one, safety. Number two, a great level of service for riders. And then three, obviously the financial and fiscal stability organization. But I think if you think about what the control board and the governor have laid out, I mean, there's certainly one of the areas that the control board is very focused on is opportunities for public-private partnership. What are ways that we can expand the service areas of the T, potentially by working with outside players that may be able to plug into our system and help us provide a service at a more reasonable cost. So I think that there will be an expansive strategy to try to think about how we can leverage as much as possible potential outside parties to help increase the service and to help deliver the service in areas where the T may, as in your example, the T may be maybe running buses that are half full, whereas in core parts of the city the buses are overloaded. So one of the questions we're looking at is there a broader set of players we can be working with to actually expand service on a cost effective basis?
Yeah, dealing with the management, the questions of management and operational efficiencies or inefficiencies is never easy. I mean, that's oftentimes where the big fights happen. I mean, do you anticipate running into some difficulty there? How would you handle it?
Well, I'm sure as we go through this process that there will be good days and bad days, and a lot of very healthy dialogue on all these things. I think that the control board has really been charged with rethinking, in large part, the way the T does business. It's challenged this organization to think more creatively and be bold about making changes in the spirit of, frankly, providing a better service to our customers at a lower cost. So I would expect as we go through that, it'll be a very healthy debate about a lot of these items, both internally and, with external stakeholder groups.
Yeah. So in 6 months or a year from now, when I want to come back and talk with you, what would be a benchmark that I should ask you about?
I think a benchmark in 6 to 12 months will be whether we've been able to lay out for the governor and the legislature a path for the T to be on a stable footing financially, which means we understand our costs, we understand where costs are going, we understand what the capital needs are of the T. We've quantified the State of Good Repair database, which is a really important tool internally that lays out all of the kind of near-term needs, and that we can quantify all that so that all the stakeholders understand it, and we can lay out a path that enables over a period of time the T to be financially stable.
Do you think it's possible?
Absolutely think it's possible.
I don't ask that facetiously. I mean, I genuinely ask that because the T has had financial difficulties for so very long that to a certain degree, I feel like this is a conversation the state's been having over and over and over again. So why should people feel confident that it's going to be different this time around?
I think what you have now is you've got a very intense focus. You've got a great control board in place that's meeting on a weekly basis with 5 really talented members that are giving us a day a week of their time. And there's a really intense focus now at this point in time on understanding exactly where the T is and diagnosing the problems and driving quickly to make tough decisions around solving those problems. So I would say that there's probably never been as intense a focus on fixing the MBTA from the governor, the legislature, the control board as there is now. And I think there really is an opportunity to be bold, be creative, and put together a system both in the operating side and the financial side that'll enable this organization to continue to be successful for a long period of time. Because it's, as you said, it's a critical asset to the state. It's critical to our economy. It's critical to workers that are using it every morning to get to work, and we've got to do a really good job putting it on a stable footing.
Well, I really do wish you the best of luck. It's a hugely important job.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Well, Brian Shortsleeve is the new chief administrator for the MBTA, and again, thanks for having us over.
Thanks.
Stay with us. Coming up, the first Haitian American in charge of the Boston Public Garden's historic beds. I'm Jill Kaufman.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.